Happy Pride from Tomboy X, celebrating Pride and the queer community all year. Queer founded, queer run, and the makers of the original boxer briefs for women, creating sustainable size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies so you feel comfortable in your own skin. Tomboy X just dropped their Pride 24 collection, obsessively fit tested for all day comfort in sizes 3 extra small through 6X. Visit tomboyx.com.
This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. Today's episode discusses mental health, including suicidal thoughts and tendencies. If you're not up for that today, go ahead and skip this one, okay? And hey, take care of yourself. Many prescription drugs taken as antidepressants, and especially SSRIs or selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, carry the warning label, may cause suicidal thoughts. It seems counterintuitive that medications used to treat depression, which can lead to suicide, could possibly have this side effect and still be considered a viable treatment. To understand the reasons that these medications are nonetheless prescribed, and the reasons why they need these labels in the first place, let's talk about how antidepressants work. For the article this episode is based on, HowStuffWorks spoke via email with licensed clinical psychologist Dr. David Godot with PsychLab Psychology Center. He explained, "The name antidepressants is kind of a marketing term that makes the problem of suicidality less understandable. Antidepressant medications do not actually reduce depression. They simply increase levels of certain neurotransmitters. 40 years ago, researchers imagined that depression was caused by a shortage of those neurotransmitters. However, research has not supported that hypothesis at all. The brain is much more complicated than that. Indeed, our brains seem to be constantly flipping the script. Reactions to psychological medications and treatments can vary widely from person to person, and the outcomes aren't always what you'd expect." HowStuffWorks also spoke with Lewis Laves Webb, a psychotherapist in Austin, Texas, whose name I hope I'm not butchering. I did try to look it up. He said, "As depression lifts, it can make a person feel more motivated. The vast majority of the time, this is a good thing. It means they're motivated to engage in activities that make their life happy and meaningful. Unfortunately, this isn't always the case, and due to mechanisms we have yet to comprehend, a small minority of patients find the motivation not to play, but to make a suicide plan." HowStuffWorks also spoke with a patient who's experienced this phenomenon. A blogger, Esther Louise, has used antidepressants to successfully manage her lifelong battle with depression and anxiety. But the benefits haven't come without some pitfalls. She said, "I've been through the process of starting the SSRIs on 3 occasions now, and each time I found it to be very difficult. When starting the medication, I tend to experience an increase in the severity of my symptoms for a short time before they slowly start to get better. This means that for about a week after starting the antidepressants, I will feel very depressed and experience suicidal thoughts, even if I had not been suffering with them before starting the medication. She says she still finds this experience to be very alarming, even though she's aware of what's going on. She explained, "During this time, I feel very out of character, more impulsive, and not as stable. It can be incredibly scary to feel like you're out of control in this way. However, I have to remind myself that it is only temporary, and these feelings will go away soon. In my case, they always have." This reaction probably occurs because it takes time for antidepressants to really make a difference in your brain function. Godot explained, "When you take Prozac, your serotonin levels will increase within about a half hour, but therapeutic benefits are not expected for at least 2 weeks. Why? Because something else has to happen in the brain and body in response to the elevated neurotransmitter levels, and frankly, no one in the world knows exactly what that something is. Our bodies and brains are complicated. Despite the risk, antidepressant use seems to be a case of the good outweighing the bad. Typically, antidepressants do have a protective effect against suicide. Death by suicide has been shown to be more common in patients not taking an antidepressant versus patients who are. It also appears that the risk of suicidal thoughts is far greater in children and adolescents taking these medications than in those over the age of 25. One review published in 2003 of 23 clinical trials using SSRIs in children and adolescents with depression found that there was a 4% risk for suicidal thoughts when using SSRIs versus a 2% risk when on a placebo. Although no one died by suicide during these trials, the Food and Drug Administration determined that it was appropriate to add a warning that antidepressants may increase suicidal thoughts to the drug's labels. Laves Webb said, "In number, it's only a small percentage, but to parents of any child lost to suicide due to antidepressants, the problem is enormous and inconceivable." Since awareness of this issue has risen, prescribing doctors have added risk of suicidal thoughts to their patient education checklist. HowStuffWorks also spoke with a therapist and author by the name of Lauren Cook. She said, "Providing the patient with information about this process is crucial so that they, too, can look for signs. By normalizing conversation around suicide, a patient is that much more inclined to share if they are thinking about hurting themselves." Today's episode is based on the article, "Why Do Antidepressants Have Warnings About Suicidal Thoughts?" on HowStuffWorks.com, written by Aaliyah Hoyt. BrainStuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang and Ramsey Young. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X, celebrating pride in the queer community all year. Queer founded, queer run, and the makers of the original boxer briefs for women, creating sustainable size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies so you feel comfortable in your own skin. Tomboy X just dropped their Pride 24 collection, obsessively fit tested for all day comfort in sizes 3 extra small through 6X. Visit TomboyX.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As important as choosing the right destination when traveling is choosing the right travel partner.
Gene!
Eugene Fodor!
Gene, was good.
But be careful, because the worst trips result when two partners have two different agendas.
The CIA really need your help, Gene.
Freeze, Americano!
Gene, run!
Listen to Fodor's Guide to Espionage on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.